It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May's show is here with topics you like. Out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
A-M-B-E-R-M-A-Y. That's fly. A-M-B-E-R-M-A-Y. That's fly.
Time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May's show is here with topics you like. Out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot. It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May's show is here with topics you like. Out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
Welcome to the Amber May Show. I'm your host, Amber May, and I'm really glad you could tune in today. I'm excited for the show today. We will be speaking with Pastor Jamal Bashara about standards that God has for our nations and nations that follow God's standards and nations that don't, and what are the consequences of both. So you're not going to want to go away, because after the break, we're going to come back and we're going to be speaking with Pastor Jamal Bashara.
Don't go away. Amber May will be right back.
Door Doctor Garage Door and Repair Specialist provides homeowners and businesses with quality garage door and opener repair service across the entire valley. It may be a simple adjustment or a major repair job. Either way, courteous, uniformed, and knowledgeable technicians will show up on time in a fully stocked truck ready to fix your problems, in most cases right then and there. Third generation family owned and operated business here in the valley for over 20 years. Only selling and installing the highest quality parts available. Talk to a live technician 24/7 at 602-495-1555. That's 602-495-1555, or visit azdoordoctor.com for same-day service. Don't forget, that's azdoordoctor.com. Eliminate mold, bacteria, viruses, and odor. Call AirXam, your indoor air quality solution. The only safe and effective ozone process in the valley. AirXam kills mold, bacteria, including MRSA, viruses, and odor. AirXam, your low-cost solution to clear up pet odors, smoke odors, and is an absolute must for defunking homes, vehicles, sports gear, and more. Guaranteed to eliminate mold, bacteria, and odors. Call AirXam at 623-330-1910. That's 623-330-1910. Or online at airxam.com. AirXam.com.
You are listening to The Amber May Show.
Welcome back to the Amber May Show. I am so glad you're here today. Welcome, Pastor Jamal Bashara.
Well, thank you.
I'm glad you're here today. And what has God put on your heart about our nation and things that are going on?
Well, this nation is a great nation. I believe that God planted, and I believe God used and still using in the world to bring freedom, to bring truth to the world, to conduct itself in a manner that is godly, and to teach other nations what godliness is all about. Lately, these things has been really changing slowly. Yeah. And of course, that's because of philosophies that have entered into this nation that says there is no absolutes. And people are buying into that these days. And so the truth sets us free, the Bible says. And truth is very powerful thing. That's why the whole world was looking at America. Before I came here 30 years ago, the whole eyes of the world are on America. But from my standpoint today, I am saddened to say that my eyes are no longer here. I'm looking for a different place. And I'm seeing that heaven is the best place for me to be.
I agree. I mean, I'm seeing the same thing. I wish God would just come back in all his glory right now and be done with it. Because what we've seen is deceit. We've seen greed. We've seen families destroyed. We've seen marriages destroyed. People are accepting homosexual lifestyles as a way to live. People are living together that are not wedded. People are having sex when they're not wedded. There's a lot of sin that's infiltrated the church. And if the church is living in sin, then how can we show the truth of God? How can we show God's love, and how can we be an example to people? I mean, we look in the Bible and we see examples of God's people, the Israelites, the chosen people, and we see how God rescued them time and time again. And when you read the stories, you're thinking, how in the heck could these people turn their backs on God? Don't they remember what they did back in Egypt? Don't they remember when, you know, they fought Goliath and they won? Don't you remember when this and that and the other? They have stories after stories after stories. But the thing we forget is there's hundreds of years in between some of these stories. So after a couple generations, people don't have a connection. Like World War II. Yeah, we think it's bad. We don't like it, like my generation, but the people that fought in that war to defeat the German army has a different standpoint than someone like me who never really been there, never seen it, just read it in the books.
Yes. Well, that's all because the truth is have been altered. And still today in this world, and especially in this country now, it penetrated Europe. Now it's coming to this country to alter what the truth is all about. Aristotle said truth is. And today, in our days and age, we are trying to explain what truth is all about. And each one seeing truth according to their own eyes. And that is not true. And we have taken a lot of the truth, even historical truth, that this country was founded upon. And we're saying, no, these are not true. We're lying to our generations. I have the Mayflower Compact that says that this nation was established to spread and to uphold Christianity and the truth of God. And yet, right at the beginning, right now, we hear that we want to take God out of our Pledge of Allegiance. We want to take God out of our courts. We want to take God out of our churches. We want to take God out of our schools. So everywhere that God is mentioned and the word God is mentioned, they want to take that out of its place. But God is the founder and the protector of this country. And as we get away from them, from him and from the truth, we are going to suffer the consequences that we have been suffering. The floods, look at the floods that are happening, the drought that has happened, the freeze that killed the trees and orange trees and all of that. And people were just crying and screaming, and things are just as bad. But why? We ask the question is, why is this? God has promised prosperity to those who uphold the truth, those who walk according to his laws and purposes. The Ten Commandments, what's wrong with the Ten Commandments? Why is this country fighting over such absolute that God requires? Do you want graffiti on your doors? Do you want people to attack your homes? Do you want people to steal your homes? Do you want people to break into your stores and steal them? Do you want to have people kill one another? Then why are we taking the Ten Commandments out of our schools? What absolutes are we trying to teach our kids? Is truth in the eyes of the beholder? And that is what's happening to this country in the last 30 years. It's going on slowly, but now it is being seen with force and power. And I'm saying to the American citizens today, and to those who love the truth, to rise up against all these tides that are coming upon this country. Now we're seeing the economic collapse. Now we're seeing that this country is in a shambles. We're going to be billions and billions of dollars in debts. Why? Because the absolutes have gone. Because we lied. We conducted our businesses in lies. Mm-hmm. We have seen so many collapses in the world market. And that's because we were becoming greedy nations.
Mm-hmm.
And we ask today, I ask you today to repent to God, to go back into the truth and seek it with all your heart. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. Let me read for you the Mayflower Compact. In the name of God, amen. We whose names are underwritten, the loyal subjects of our dread sovereign Lord King James, by the grace of God of Great Britain, France, and Ireland, King, Defender of the Faith, etc., having undertaken for the glory of God and advancement of the Christian faith, an honor of our king and country, a voyage to plant the first colony in the northern part of Virginia, to do by these presents solemnly and mutually in the presence of God and one of another covenant and combine ourselves together into a civil body politic for our better ordering and preservation, furtherance of the end aforesaid, and by virtue hereof to enact, constitute, and frame such just and equal laws, ordinances, acts, constitutions, and offices from time to time as shall be thought most meet and convenient for the general good of the colony, and to which we promise all due submission and obedience. In witness whereof we have hereunder subscribed our names at Cape Cod, the 11th of November, in the year of the reign of our sovereign Lord King James of England, France, and Ireland, the 18th, and of Scotland, the 54th, Anno Domini, 1620. And I have all the names of the people who signed this compact. This compact says that they came here to further the faith of Jesus Christ and to protect the truth. And yet we're trying to take God of anything, especially the Christian God, from anything that this country have. But I think it's going to fail. All effort will fail. At the end, disasters will come, and then you will do like the Israelites did before, to run to God and ask Him for forgiveness. Truth is, and His name is Jesus Christ. And every knee will bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen and amen.
So the answer to all of our problems really comes down to getting back to the basics of what the Word of God says, putting Jesus and God as the, in the top of the list. Because I'm reminded in Deuteronomy 28, and it starts in verse 20. I'll read it to you. The Lord will send on you curses, confusion, and rebuke in everything you put your hand to until you are destroyed and come to sudden ruin because of the evil you have done in forsaking Him. In verse 25, the Lord will cause you to be defeated before your enemies, and you will come from one direction and flee from them in seven. You will become a thing of horror to all kingdoms on earth. Your ox will be slaughtered in verse 31 before your eyes, because your ox will be slaughtered before your eyes, but you will eat none of it. Your donkey will be forcibly taken from you, and you will not and will not be returned. Your sheep will be given to your enemies, and no one will rescue them. These verses remind me about the redistribution of wealth that's happening in our country right now. The government takes more money from us every day, and there has been very little we've done or been able to do about it. This verse also reminds me about illegal immigration. Your sheep will be given to your enemies. My money has gone to pay for health care and to help them with DES for these illegals. And there has been little to done about that. And basically, my money has just been given to people some I feel are undeserving, not just illegals, but people who can work and choose not to work. They want to have babies instead of having going out there and working, because having babies is easier than actually working. Or people who are committing crimes get my money when they go live in these government houses instead of being able to be a good person and good American and get out there and work. My money goes to help these people, and the government keeps demanding more and more and more and more and more. It's just like, all these curses that Deuteronomy talks about is because of Israel leaving God's established laws, leaving God's standards. And then he says, okay, if you want to do that, then plain as day, I'll show you the consequences of that, and you're not going to like it. And then you're going to come back to me, and then you're going to ask, where's my help? Where's your food? Where's the rain? It said it's not going to rain. You're not going to have food. You know, it talks about moms eating their babies. And he's like, and then you'll come back to me, and I will be your God.
And that happened. In actuality, you know, where mom ate their babies, that actually happened even in this country when there was that big freeze and snow. It happened in the area of Nevada area. And also it happened to the Israelites in 70 AD when they were under the siege of the Romans. And they were so hungry that historians write for us and say that these people were cutting women's belly and taking the kids and boil them to eat them. That's what happened. When you refuse, yeah, when you refuse to put God as your Lord. And God has so much blessings for us. It is just the consequences. We don't have to have God bringing these. It's just the consequences of not having blessings. It just automatic comes curses. God wants to bless people. God wants to give you prosperity. God wants you, even though that's not the gospel message. Gospel message is you need to be saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. But added to that, he will give you prosperity. He will give you peace. He'll protect your borders. And once we have God protecting, and he is, his angels are the hedge for this country. Nothing can penetrate it. You know, we have been fooled by people and by the media and saying to us, and by teachers and by governors and by governments, to say that God has no place. You know, sometimes they swear on the Bible, but yet they don't follow the Bible. They talk about God, God bless America, but yet they don't go to God and seek his face. They don't put God first to honor him with all and everything that they have. And God says, I will repay you, whether it is for good or for bad. And God wants to bless this country again. But the people in this country need to listen, need to come back to the truth. Jesus is his name. That is the truth. You need to put your kids to lift up that flag of truth in schools, in colleges, in offices, at work, everywhere that they go. Father and mothers, you need to uphold the truth. This country is free because of the truth that it upholds. But today we see adultery in the homes. We see divorce in the home. We see cheating in the home. And yet, it is the problem of the priests. It is the problem of the pastors. It is the problem of the deacons in the churches that are not standing for what is the truth. They are sticking their head in the sand as if it is not being seen. No sermon have I heard, even despite all the pregnancy that are out of wedlock. I haven't seen one single sermon yet, neither on the radios, nor in the pulpits, nor anywhere to speak of adultery. And to take our kids and to teach our kids, put them aside and teach them that adultery is forbidden. Sex is permitted and it's enjoyable in a covenant relationship through marriage. And sex outside marriage is sin. And this is what we're having these days. Families are being devastated. Why is it okay to put cusses on television, but the mention of God is no? Why is it okay to put scenes of sex, but righteousness in this country is no? This disaster is coming to this country, and we need to set the truth up on high, on the top of the mountain, to let it light and shine to this country again.
That's true. So the only way we can bring the truth back to this country is to start at the core of society, and the very base that makes society, and you'll learn this in sociology, is the family. The family needs to be strong again. Husbands and wives need to work on their problems. We have too many families just watching TV, going to play on the internet, going to play the video game, playing with their friends outside. And there's no dinner time to ever come together as a family. The family all the time is split apart. Then they go to bed, and then they wake up and do the same thing over again. So we need to spend time working on the family. That's the only way we can change this country around. And the other thing is, as believers, we need to stand up to injustices. In the 1960s, when they took prayer out of school, where were the believers to say, no, prayer will stay in school? They were nowhere to be found. Where in the 90s were believers when the homosexual movement exploded on the scene? They were nowhere to be found. And they're still on the scene, and they're gaining momentum. Now we have to pass laws to say they can't be married, and even that's getting thrown out of court in some cases. So where are the Christians standing up? We have to have godly movements in this country to say, you know what, God said it, and that settles it.
So we need to get back into basics, go back into the Word of God, and we ask every family today, every family that has gone through divorce, God says, I hate divorce. Make a pact. If you already got married, make a pact with this new husband of yours or a new wife of yours. Make a pact that this is the end of this divorce for us. And protect your kids. Teach them what you have done is wrong. I haven't seen a country more devastated than this country. Some kids have gone through 4 to 5 fathers and mothers. And my God, when is that going to stop? It is time for us to stop this junk out of our homes and out of our country, and to go back into what God says in His Word. And you know what? If you continue to kick Jesus out of your country here, disasters will come even more severe.
Today we're going to ask everyone listening to make a commitment and a pact right now with your family that you will be a godly family, that if there is something in your family that is not right, if you are allowing your girlfriend or boyfriend to live together, or, you know, if you're a parent and you're allowing your children to live together, or
kick
if you...
Kick him out. Kick him out.
It's not the right thing. Tell him, hey, you know what? If you don't want to commit to my daughter, if you don't want to commit to my son, then you can... One of you can live here and the other one needs to go home, or get separate apartments, or... We can't live like this, to pretend like we're married when we're not. There's reasons why God set it up like that. He's not doing it to be mean, to be awful, to be hater. He's doing it because he wants to show salvation through a marriage, and B, he wants to teach us how to love an imperfect person unconditionally through a life partner. And C, he wants a marriage so that children can have a father and mother in the home, teaching them how to live a right lifestyle. So I want to ask you to make a commitment today. I don't care what you're doing in your life. If it's not pleasing to God, today is your chance to change it. Today is your chance to fix it. What if tomorrow you didn't have, and you had to stand right before God, and you had to be accountable for everything you've done? Are you going to be ashamed, or are you going to be proud and say, God, you know what? Thank you for what you've done for me on the cross. I've tried my best to do the things that you've asked me to do. You know, Paul says, I do the things I wish I wouldn't do, and I don't do the things I want to do because of our flesh. You know, we're fighting that. But today is your chance to make a difference. Today is your chance to correct what's going on. You want to make this country better, then you got to start with your family. And once you establish a good, godly, strong family, then you can go out in society and start teaching your friends and start standing up at school and say, no, my kid isn't going to learn that about homosexuality. No, that is not correct, because God was the reason this country was founded. And no, abortion is not correct. It's murder, and that's all there is. If a drunk driver hits a pregnant woman, he gets charged for two death counts if they both died, okay? So it's either murder, or if it's not murder. And it's murder. You can't say the mom didn't murder her kid, but the drunk driver did. It's murder either way. So we need to stand up and say, you know what? I'm not going to murder a kid. What did God say? What did Jesus say? He said, let the little children come unto me, for such of these are the kingdom of heaven. He told Nicodemus that in order to enter the kingdom of heaven, he has to be like a little child. Do you know how important a little child is to God? The fact that you are even able to conceive is a miracle and a blessing to God. And then you want to take that blessing and spit in God's face and say, I hate this blessing. I'm going to kill it. You might think I'm being a little dramatic here, but I'm not. So today is your day of forgiveness. Today is your day to start over a new page. Today is a day that we rebuild America. Today is the day that Christ comes back in this country. Today is the day of revival in this country. Today is the day. You don't have tomorrow. You have today. So I want you to make a commitment today with your wife, with your husband, with your children. Tonight at dinner, when you get home, I want you to sit at the dinner table and I want you to talk about what you heard today. I want you to talk about the commitment that you're going to make, that this will be a godly family, that you will hold God's standards, because you do not want any more destruction to come upon you. If you've lost your job, then you understand what kind of situation that we are in this country. It's very unsettling when you cannot figure out how you're going to feed your family. It's very unsettling to not know if you're going to have a house tomorrow or not. It's very unsettling, but we can be settled in God's grace, because he said he is our provider of all of our needs according to his riches and glory, not our wants, but our needs. And the only way he's going to give us the needs is if A, we're following his standards, and B, we make a commitment to follow him.
Amen to that. Amen to that. You know, here is what the Bible says about treachery of infidelity. Because the Lord has been witness between you and the wife of your youth, with whom you have dealt treacherously, yet she is your companion and your wife by covenant. But did he not make them one, having a remnant of the Spirit? And why one? He seeks godly offsprings. He seeks godly offsprings. Therefore, take heed to your spirit, and let none deal treacherously with the wife of his youth. Here again, he seeks godly offsprings. What offsprings are we bringing to this country? If television alters that for you, you have pornography on TV, you go ahead and take that channels off. If you have computer that you do pornography and you watch pornography there, take that computer off your house. If telephone, you're calling these people on the phone to excite you sexually, you break that phone. Don't use that phone. If you cannot handle these sins, go find a preacher and tell him about it. Let him pray with you. Let him help you out. So I tell you today, go back, repent, and take the hold your wife's hand. Take hold of that and your kids, as Amber said, and pray with them and ask God to forgive you and come back to him with triumph and victory.
I want to thank Pastor Jamal for being on the program. I want to know about any commitments that you guys made as a family. So please contact me. My contact number is 602-296-3630, 602-296-3630. You can also find me on the web at the AmberMayShow.podbean.com. That's AmberMayShow.podbean, Bravo Edward Adam Nora.com. I also want to make an announcement. I had one of my listeners write me, and he wants to ask for your guys' help. I'll read you what he wrote me. Hi, I just got done talking to a friend of mine in Africa earlier this week who just built a church called Greater Grace Church in Uganda. He told me that he is in need of some funds to make tracts to pass out to people and support the ministry. He also needs finances for seeds to plant crops and fruit trees, along with hiring a bull for hard labor. All they're asking is just for a dollar. And if you're led, but you can send a donation via my website. There's a link for PayPal. Or you can write me, 2800 North 44th Street, Suite 100, Phoenix, 85008. Today is the day of your second chance, and it starts today because you don't have tomorrow. So let me know about these commitments you're going to make with your family to make a godly family so that we can bring Jesus back to this country. And remember, instead of thinking about number one, think about number two. Because eventually number two will look out for you. Take care.